A spokeswoman for the UN Refugee Agency, Nida Jehu-Hoya, says the mass arrest is the type of situation officials were trying to avoid.
I think it's unfortunate that not much headway has been made, especially since the tripartite meeting we had with the refugees and the Ministry of Interior on 11th of March.
The UNHCR is offering refugees $100 for each adult and $50 for each child to resettle in Liberia. The deadline for this program is the end of June. Refugees who were protesting have said they want to be given $1,000 before going back to Liberia or to be resettled in Europe and even get free schooling. Jehu-Hoya from the UNHCR says refugees must understand none of this is possible.
UNHCR has already informed the community variously, including with the resettlement countries, that resettlement is not an option that is available for Liberian refugees right now. Regarding the $1,000 per individual, UNHCR is simply not in a position to pay that kind of amount.
She says Liberians in Ghana must also understand they will not be refugees forever.
Eventually, inevitable, assuming all things progress positively as they are doing in Liberia, there will come a time when stakeholders will decide that Liberian refugees no longer need refugee protection. That will happen. But at the time also, there will be, you know, various things that go in mind. I don't think it's something that is going to be done overnight. It is a consultative process.
A human rights activist, Twineze Amuzu, went to the Buduburam refugee camp to check reports made by the refugees that they were mistreated during Monday's mass arrest. Police say these were done peacefully and that the refugees were arrested because they were violating Ghana's public law order. They say they will be tried through Ghana's court system. Whatever happened, Amuzu finds it unfortunate it has come to this.
We appear to be too much in a hurry to just send our brothers back to Liberia, and I think that that would do more disservice to ourselves than to any other person.
There are an estimated 40,000 Liberian refugees in Ghana, even though the Liberian War ended in 2003. Many say they lost everything and are afraid to go back to a country where they believe there is still ethnic persecution. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.